This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Shar at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Extend your life with Extendo. Cobalt.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 8th day of August, year of our Lord 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, the Preppers and Patriots Expo will start a week from tomorrow. It will be Saturday, August 16th, Sunday, August 17th. I will be there speaking. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. We had a great meetup last night. It's a very rare doctor, such as Dr. Brent Caudill, M.D., about maybe 1 in 1,000 M.D.s who have the perspective on human health that Dr. Caudill does. And even more rare to have the opportunity to have a casual conversation with a medical doctor in a comfortable atmosphere, so, like the private meeting room at the Benton Square restaurant. We had a great time, a great discussion, and we look forward to doing it again sometime in the not-too-distant future. Prepper tip of the day. Here it is. I'm making preparations here. I already have what I need to have isolation housing if and when the need arises due to either Ebola or H1N1 or H1N9 or whatever it might be. People show up at my location after the crisis is fully underway. They will be put in an isolation tent or a school bus. I've got both on hand here. depending on what the situation is, until their incubation period has passed, and then they'll be allowed to cross the bridge and enter the main premises here. I suggest that you look at doing the same thing, a tent, an RV, something of that nature, where people can be separate from the rest of the folks in your group until the quarantine period is over. That would be really a smart thing to do. Before I get to our special guest, there's a report I found on Before It's News. There's a short, it's less than 3 minutes, interview on CNN with a man who is a Chaldean Christian, and he's talking about what's going on in Mosul in Iraq, which is children being executed, women and children and gentlemen being executed, beheaded, the children's heads being displayed on pikes in a public park. This is beyond barbaric. This is absolute insanity on the part of the religion of peace. I will be working diligently to contact Waleed Shubat and have him be a guest on my show in the not-too-distant future. Mr. Shubat was at one time a Muslim. He saw the light. He left the Islam. And now he's talking publicly about the religion of peace and how bizarre, freakish, barbaric, and dangerous the religion of peace, Islam, is. So we'll look forward to having him on in a not-too-distant future. We do a patiently waiting in a green room. My friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist, an engineer, and pays very careful attention to the things that concern us. And of course, Ebola is very near the top of the list right now, but let's not forget the things like multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis and other things coming across our southern border. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, the World Health Organization stood up to the bar. They said that they have declared that the Ebola virus disease, EVD, outbreak in West Africa constitutes an extraordinary event and a public health risk to other countries. Now, we've been waiting for them to do that for a long time. I was very fortunate to be able to watch the House hearing on Ebola, and they had Frieden, who is the head of the CDC, and they also had Isaacs, who is the vice president of Samaritan's Purse, as well as, let's see, there were two other people who talked. And they were able to ask them questions, as well as their, you know, they gave a statement. Each one of them gave a statement, and then they asked them questions. They were able to ask them questions at the congressional level. And I was very proud of Isaacs. He's the vice president of Samaritan's Purse, and he held the health authorities well, he just thought that they weren't doing the job they needed to be doing.
Well, they're obviously not doing it, no.
No, and I won't say that they still are, that they are yet, but 2 days ago, the World Health Organization held a meeting over in Europe of their International Health Rules Committee, and they did come out with a statement today saying that it is, that Ebola, the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa is a public health risk to other countries. Now, they did not say that they would monitor international travel. They have not closed the borders. What they've asked for is they've asked for monies, and they want to go in and they want to educate the people that are in the four African countries who now have spreading EVD, Ebola virus disease. They say it's out of control in those countries, and they've asked countries that are next to them, that are adjacent to these four countries, and that is Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Nigeria. Nigeria is now up to 8 cases. They've been very proactive
Nigeria has
been very proactive in contact tracing. And they're up to like 200 contacts. I mean, I'm going to say this again, John. I said it before. When you have a disease that has an incubation period of 21 days, you cannot stamp it out. It's just, if you have a disease that has an incubation period of maybe up to 5 days, you might be able to stamp it out. But 21 days, there's no way that you can stamp it out.
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 8th day of August. Having a good quality holster is just a basic thing for me. It has been for decades, and I hope it will become the same way for you. A high-quality holster that keeps the pistol secure, keeps it comfortable right next to your right hip or your left hip, middle of your back, whatever your preference is, ready for use whenever you need it. That's what Cover 6 Gear brings to the table. Now, I don't know, obviously, there's several thousand people listening right now, what your preferred pistol is to carry or how you desire to carry it. On one hand, I do know that I'm sure all of you want a safe, comfortable, secure way to carry your handguns. And Cover 6 Gear is exactly what you need. high quality, handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen, the hybrid holsters, the outside the waistband Kydex holsters, and the single point holsters. It's a great lineup of choices at cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line if you don't want to give out your credit card on the internet, which a lot of people don't. Here it is, 877-373-6660. I say again, 877-373-6660. Cover6gear.com. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morris, and we're talking at the moment about the Ebola virus. And I agree with you. The authorities had a window that they let that window stay open too long to close, shut down, and contain this thing. But they didn't do that. They allowed international air travel to continue. And, in fact, they still have international air travel coming out in and out of these affected countries, don't they?
That's right, John, especially Nigeria. And that's why the doctor who was from Minnesota, who was on his way home from Liberia, who, and I don't know if you've seen the pictures on on the news bites on television, but they are, I mean, they'll break your heart. But in any case, he was the one that got sick on the airplane flying into Lagos, Nigeria. He became violently ill at the airport and then died shortly thereafter, claiming up until the time he died that he did not have Ebola virus because he had not been diagnosed with it. The only way they will accept a diagnosis of EVD is through a blood test.
Well, also the gentleman who died, he was not in anywhere near his sister when she was symptomatic. His sister was asymptomatic whenever he was around her. She later died of Ebola, so he thought that he didn't have it because she appeared to be healthy when he was around her.
Yes, and he had flown out of Liberia. He was working there as a medical aide. So there are pictures now coming out of West Africa, out of Liberia and Sierra Leone and Guinea, that show that corpses are on the streets and nobody will go by them. I mean, they won't touch them. They won't move them. People are dying on the streets, and they lay there for days.
Well, that's not exactly what happens. When the people die in their homes, the relatives move them out to the street under cover of darkness and leave them because they're fearful that they themselves will be put in quarantine and may or may not have the virus, but then be put in quarantine with people who do have it. That's what's going on.
Well, it's just, they don't have the security structure. They don't have the police structure. They don't have the medical structure to go in and remove those corpses. And, of course, the burial is, in some places, they're starting to burn the bodies. Now, they didn't want them to do that, but, people are doing what they have to do. And this is against their religions.
Right.
This is something that maybe India does, the Hindus
right.
of India do, and the Vikings in the north used to do that.
Right.
But for Africans, that just is not done. And but they're doing that out of desperation. They are showing armed soldiers at checkpoints, and they say that they're trying to prevent travel across the borders. But the main problem is,
well, what's wrong with this picture? They got checkpoints with soldiers on the ground, but they're still letting the aircraft come and go freely. Come on. And, these people, they're I don't know how to even describe the lack of doing the right thing over there on the part of these governments.
Well, the International Airline Association has met, and they are starting to implement the quarantine that the World Health Organization and the CDC have not. In other words, they're saying, well, how are we going to repatriate these people that we find sick on our airplanes? These are important questions. Are we going to divert to certain airports so that we can dispose of these people, so that we can let them out? Now, you remember when we had SARS, the airplanes did not come into the United States. If they thought they had a victim on board, they went into Canada. They
right.
went in, and Canada was willing, they had a they had a medical treatment center at the airport, and they were able to move these people. Even so, the doctors died. You know, the SARS was so bad that they couldn't control it.
Right.
But it was airborne, so that we're talking an entirely different virus. We don't think that EBD, Ebola virus disease, is airborne.
Well, Ann, I need to correct you here gently and politely. The CDC has issued two different guidelines to deal with Ebola, one for the general public and the other for healthcare workers. The healthcare workers' guidelines are clearly guidelines, and Dr. Deagle and I talked about this with him Monday afternoon. Clearly, the guidelines for the healthcare workers make it out to be airborne. You would not need level 2, let alone level 4, isolation wards if it wasn't airborne, because they have negative pressure, proper filtration systems, the things that you only need when you're dealing with an airborne matter. So clearly, the CDC's guidelines for healthcare workers are dealing with an airborne disease, not something that has to be direct blood contact.
Yeah, they're talking about aerosolizing measures that they sometimes use, where it's putting it into the air. I don't think that as long as you keep social distancing, as long as you're 6 feet away from somebody, you're not going to catch Ebola from that person. Now, if you are talking to that person and you are at a regular talking distance, then it's possible that the spittle will fall on your arm. And if you aren't wearing long sleeves or if you haven't lathered up with lotion, the micro cracks in your skin may get infected. So, yes, it is possible to catch it, but that's not called airborne. Airborne is a different, it's a technical term.
But it is a technical term, but for us barefoot peasants out here, if it's traveling through the air, it's airborne as far as us barefoot peasants are concerned. And it does travel through the air some distance.
I agree with you. I was watching the transfer of Kent Brent and Nancy Reitbol, and I was really astonished. These hospitals are not prepared. Now, as it turns out, Emory is one of the hospitals that is set up for...
Hold that thought, Ann. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth.
With John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John,
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 8th day of August. Free Strike Guys sale is now into its 5th week. Actually, 6 weeks, excuse me, as of today, the 6th week. This is highly unusual to have 30% off case lots of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Rice and chicken, spaghetti with meat sauce, chili mac with beef, beef stroganoff, vegetable stew with beef, macaroni and cheese, chicken teriyaki with rice. This is some great tasting, very nutritious food. It will keep for decades in a cool, dry place. You get all the nutritional facts, the cost per case delivered to your door, lower 48, as we say, at freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morris, and we're talking about this ongoing dilemma and crisis with the Ebola virus. And it's inevitable that this will get loose inside the United States. In fact, we have a CDC official stating as much, don't we?
Well, yes. And we've had reports of testing in New York City as well as other places.
Kansas City. Yes.
And when you look at these pictures that are coming out and reading these briefs and listening to the people talk, what you're going to, you know, you're going to become very familiar with Emory University. Well, that's a collaborating center for the World Health Organization in coordination in travel medicine. So if it breaks out at Emory, in other words, if the doctors get sick or any of the visitors get sick, we're in real trouble. You have to remember that because it is a coordinating, a collaborating center with the World Health Organization, your hospital will not be. And therefore, you cannot expect the same type of treatment that these two doctors from Samaritan's Purse are getting.
And no, there may be, at the most, 200 rooms of that nature in the entire United States, and that's a very optimistic number.
Well, on their list, on the World Health Organization list of collaborating centers, only Emory University is listed in the United States.
Well, I'm talking about isolation wards that have that kind of safety built in.
But this is a biohazard 4. None of them will have a biohazard 4 level room for anybody who's sick.
Okay.
Emory thinks it does, and it's going to be tested. Because they do have two people sick there with the Ebola viral disease. I was very disappointed when I saw the ambulance drive up, and they moved the people. Well, Dr. Brandt walked, and the other person was carried out on a gurney and in through the front door. And then they said they were going to have to go up an elevator. You know, I don't understand their reasoning there. If we're talking about a bio-level 4 containment facility, there should be a loading dock, and that person should be taken directly into a negative pressure room immediately. There
right.
should be no elevators.
Right.
There should
right.
be no walking in through the front door. I don't care how well they're wrapped up. You know, this is. I don't know who thinks that you can contain a bio-level 4 viral agent in an elevator or even walking in through the front door. It's not going to work. You know, and I don't know about other hospitals because I'm not in the public health arena, but I don't know that building plans even contain a loading dock that take patients into a negative pressure room. And all the reports that I've heard is that they go in through the emergency room, and after a travel history is obtained and after the symptoms are confirmed, then they are moved into a negative pressure room. So you know, we're just not prepared for this in the United States.
No, they're not taking this seriously. Whoever built these hospitals did not have a clue what they were doing when it came to containing a contagious, fatal disease, did they?
Well, that's right, and that's my complaint.
Well, it's a valid complaint, and they didn't consult with me before they built these hospitals. I would have had the containment right, you know, come in off the street. You're in negative pressure immediately without going into any other part of the hospital first.
Exactly. Now, Spain has also flown a patient out from, Liberia, and flown it into the capital, I think, of Spain. And Madrid, and they are now treating that person. It'll be interesting to see how they fare with that person. And the UK is prepared to move people out. We still have people in our embassies. We still have people in this zone, in this red zone, that are having trouble getting out of the area. And they may not be able to get out of the area because they're going to shut down Well, I won't say that the health organizations are going to shut down the air flight.
I don't think they have authority to do anything. I believe all they can do is make recommendations.
But the airlines themselves are refusing to fly in because they have crews, and they're not.
Well, it's a little bit late, but it is the right thing to do. Is just cease all air traffic in and out of those countries.
Yes, and the other thing that I have a real problem with on this international public health emergency is that they're still thinking that they can step out a virus, a disease that has a 21-day incubation period. And just today I was watching BBC News, and they were talking to somebody who had been in West Africa and who had, it was a BBC reporter, and had come out, and she was, you know, she's a happy young person,
right.
Young female. Yeah, you notice their spokesmen are always happy young females.
Yeah, well, that person coming out of West Africa should be in a 21-day quarantine, no matter how healthy and happy they look.
Well, she wasn't. She was on the stage there, and she was before the camera, and she says, well, I take my temperature once a day, and I'll do that for 3 weeks. And I am not being held under quarantine. This is something that I'm imposing on myself. I mean, now, I don't think that they're going to catch anybody with Ebola by having self-discipline to take their temperature once a day, because I think the symptoms occur much faster than that. It's often mistaken for malaria, and so, you know, you get the body aches and the fatigue, and you may not get the temperature on Ebola until 2 days before you die.
Right, right. We got a call here on hold. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. And good morning, Ann. I wanted to bring to your attention, I heard you talk yesterday with, I think it was Tim, about silver not being effective against this potential, against Ebola.
Right.
Because you were saying, okay, well, I might bring to your attention somebody who might know more about this, and that she has a product that actually does. She has a nano silver product, and it's not her product, but it's something that she found, and it's been well researched. And on I'm not sure if you're familiar with her or the two of you, Dr. Rima Labow.
No, I can't. No.
Okay, Dr. Rima Labow. Just a little bit of background here. She's been fighting this Codex Alimentarius for a long, long time. She's, since the early 90s, she's been on to what's been going on with the United Nations move to control our food, control our health, and everything. The Codex Alimentarius is the basic code that they're trying to implement within our legal system, our health system, our jurisdictional, how they make rules and regulations about everything in our lives, especially with concerning our health. So, and that whole Codex Alimentarius is the move toward that, taking over control of the minute aspects of our every detail of our lives. So, on her site, and I'm not promoting, I have nothing to gain from this, I'm just trying to help clarify and help people connect the dots with something that might effectively protect them. This is her site for her.
I'll hold. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com.
Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 8th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find things there you may not know even exist. Interesting free downloads, some great books that will help you in different aspects of your life. And, of course, the energy cleaner. I talk frequently about the energy cleaner, as you know. I use mine every night. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. If you want a great night's sleep, wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, which, of course, leads to a stronger immune system. You also need an energy cleaner, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, answered by very polite young men and women in St. Louis, Missouri, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. And Mark, we need to wrap up your question or comment before we move on here, sir.
Okay, well, I wanted to turn you on to Dr. Rima Labow, and she created, along with a retired general, Major General Stubblebine, who you might want to connect with, they created the Natural Solutions Foundation back in 2004. And I really like what she's doing. She seems to be keen on what's really going on and some solutions to transcend these challenges that face us. And what her on her site it says that, and I just heard a commercial for the nano silver that you guys are offering or Republic's offering, and it may be the same, it may be different. There are differences from what I understand, because I called into her show last night. She has a show on once a week, and I hadn't heard her in a long time. But anyway, it says a nano silver 10 parts per million has been shown by U.S. Defense Department research to effectively inactivate and neutralize the Ebola virus. Is our nano silver 10 parts per million is the identical silver used in that research. This is why we can say with confidence that Dr. Reamer recommends the silver solution, which has been shown to deal effectively with the Ebola virus. In fact, every disease-causing organism against which it has been tested all around the world has been killed, bacteria, parasites, or inactivated viruses by this amazing solution. And from what I understand, this silver solution has been thoroughly tested. It's across the board's been very well tested. And so anyway, her website is Dr. Reema Truth Reports.com. That's DRRIMA Truth Reports.com. And I encourage you, John, to connect with her and to connect with Major General Stubblebine. I've heard him speak, and he's an honorable man, and they seem to be on the path of truth and ferreting out the you know, what we can do to counter these challenges against us.
Real good.
So thank you, John.
Okay,
I just wanted to share that with
Mark.
You.
Okay. Well, Ann, we're hearing lots of reports about what may or may not be effective against Ebola, aren't we?
We are, and I'd like to make a statement at this time and say I do not personally endorse any product that is advertised on Republic Radio or that is called in by the callers. I'm not here for that. I'm just here to report what you can do to protect yourself. And so I tell you, social distancing, stand at least 6 feet away from people that you're around. Take precautions. Barrier protection is effective. Wear a facial shield. Wear long sleeves, wear gloves, change your clothes before you go into your house, have outdoor clothes and indoor clothes. And then apparently the EVD, that virus, can be killed by just 1% solution of chlorine in water. So if you take a gallon of water and you pour in a tablespoon of chlorine bleach and you wipe down the surfaces and you wash your clothes in that, that is sufficient. It does not exist long outside the body, but it is contained in body fluids. They are no longer allowing bodies to be prepared by mortuaries. They're burying them just as they are. And I guess what they're hoping is that as the body dies, the virus will die. And so anyway, but people are starting to burn the bodies.
Right.
If you are when could you be exposed? If you're at any international airport, you could be exposed. So don't. These facial shields are transparent. You can see where you're going. People can see you, but you're not going to get any kind of disease because the facial shield will stop it from hitting your skin,
right,
or your eyes, or your mouth, or your nose. And the other place that you're likely to get it is being around people who travel internationally. And I've become kind of unpopular at church because they have not implemented any kind of warning system for people who... I mean, we have business people in our church, as I'm
right.
sure your church does, and they travel on business. And I was talking to one of them, and I said, well, did you know that there was the MERS coronavirus over where you're going? And she had not been informed of that. They had done
right.
no, they had not told her anything. I mean, she was a lamb. She was innocent. And she didn't know enough to look up on the websites, the CDC website, to see that there was a travel restriction. So even if you're a manager, you know, you cannot expect that the director of your department is going to tell you all the things that you need to know. You have to take You have to take the...
you have to be proactive.
You have to save yourself.
Right.
Now, I'm sure that they're not going to want you to wear a face shield when you're talking to whoever you're talking to over there. You know, that would be probably considered impolite.
Right.
But when you're outside the building, when you're in the public, you can certainly wear one of those. I mean, the women over there, especially in the Middle East, they wear those, whatever they call them, those body...
they wear a veil, and then they have the full body coverage also, yes.
Right. Oh, and I did want to touch just briefly, John, on what... I wanted to get your opinion. I know we're short on time, but I wanted you to make a statement, or to tell me, anyway, about our sending fighter jets over to fight ISIS if they attack the Christians and the other religious minorities in Iraq.
Well, so that's not going to happen. The jet fighters in that capacity is not what you would use. You know, only way to protect those people is with boots on the ground. That's not going to happen, Ann. And we have a Muslim president who supports the killing of Christians, and that's not going to happen.
So we're not going to get pulled into a religious war?
Not in that regard. No, we're already in it. We're giving aid and comfort to ISIS as it is. They're receiving arms and ammunition and other support from the United States already. And they are, in fact, cannibals and quite proud of the fact they do eat the flesh of their victims.
But that's all done covertly, is that right?
Oh, no. No, they take videos of themselves and post it on YouTube. They're very proud of being cannibals.
No, I mean our aid.
Our aid, yeah, that's done covertly. That's sub rosa, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, the president made a statement late yesterday, and said that he was sending over food and water to the people that are trapped on this mountain. And apparently he was saying that the Kurds are our allies, that we're fighting for the Kurds, but you're saying no, that's not true.
Well, the Kurds are, if there's any such thing as good people there, the Kurds certainly fit that model as being the good guys. They're giving safe haven to the Christians, they're not harming the Christians, and they're standing up to ISIS. So if there's any such thing as good guys in that part of the world, they are the good guys.
All right, John. My projection is that Ebola is in the United States. It will continue to spread in the United States because the medical community is not prepared to. Well, you just cannot quarantine for a disease that has an incubation period of 21 days. I mean, this is just, it's non-scientific, and I don't know, you know, it's almost immoral. What you have to do is you have to locate the people, you have to treat them. And everybody that's listening,
we're out of time,
you can protect yourself. All right, John. Thank you.
We're out of time. Well, I'll be back in an hour. We'll have open line Friday on Blog Talk Radio. Link to my website, thelibertyman.com. 4 o'clock Central Time, be with Dr. Deagle. Have a great day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. I look forward to talking to you, many of you, in an hour on Blog Talk Radio. And God bless America.